Chuck Chat Freestyle for Friday. Hey, TGIF. August 28th, 2015, Season 4, Episode 25 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Let's go. We have made it to the end of another week, and that means next week is the short week. The days are ticking, as everybody's been saying. Dragon Con is coming up quickly, and there is a lot to do and a little time to do it. So my time is limited. Donna comes home tomorrow. I got to get her from the airport about 3 o'clock, which gives me just a few hours to do all my Dragon Con stuff in the morning. I plan on trying on the various costumes, making sure I have all the pieces and parts, and getting whatever else I need for last-minute things. I printed out the bingo cards we'll be using at the Technorama Comedy Forecast live show. I made my free awkward hug sign. I don't know what happened to the one from last year. It probably got lost in the move somewhere, or recycled, or we didn't want to pay for it to be moved. And since it's just a piece of cardboard with some marker on it, it was easy to repurpose or recreate. Long day today. Long day. I had finished training yesterday, as I mentioned, about 4 o'clock, and I was going to get on the road, but then when I went to check out, they said, oh, did you know it's a $75 checkout fee? And I went, no. So I stayed at the hotel, as I mentioned, got a lot of work done, and drove back this morning. Well, what time do you think I woke up? That's right, 4 a.m. That's usually when Todd comes and jumps on me at home, so I'm programmed to wake up at 4 a.m. and then sleep for a little more, and I said, you know what? Traffic's going to be pretty good. What? What? Yeah. I feel like Jason Irwin here. And my cat, Todd, always has something to say. What do you have for us this time, Todd? Of course, he doesn't talk on cue. Yeah. Started at 4 a.m. Drove through the mountains in the dark, but it made for a very beautiful sunrise once I got onto the flats of Highway 8 just before. Was it before El Centro? I don't know. It was about 6:15 when the sun came up. No, it was between El Centro and Yuma? Now I can't remember. But it was gorgeous. It was really pretty watching the sun. It was only in my face. Listening to Scott Sigler's... actually, I listened to a lot of the Dog Days of Podcasting till I just before Yuma. Yeah, it was just before Yuma, and you guys kept me company. Thank you very much. Very entertaining to listen to all my Dog Days friends, and then flipped over to listen to Sigler. Hey, get down, you're gonna knock something down. Cats, they gotta jump and explore everywhere and everything. So I am safely back. I wanted to get back before noon, which is kind of why I left a little earlier than scheduled, to get home in time for the guys who was putting gutters on the back of the house. We got some gutters on the back, so that when it does rain, and rain hard, that the rain does not run right into the pool. Of course, while I was gone, we had a dust storm, wind storm, haboob, whatever you want to call it, that blew all kinds of things into the pool. And I thought, no problem, we got this new pump. It'll clean everything all out, and it'll do everything. Well, of course, the hose that runs the little cleaner that crawls around the bottom came disconnected while I was gone. So the pool, the water was clear, but there was gunk in it, leaves and flowers and all kinds of things. So I got the pool all tidied up tonight. The gutter guys came by and put 3 sections of gutter on the back of the house. Very nice, except I said, is that the right color? Because we picked kind of a brownish color for the gutter and then white for the downspouts. So it would more or less match the fascia and the side of the house. So brown gutters, and they looked really, really light tan to me. And unfortunately, they were just about done when I noticed this, and I felt really bad. So the guy goes and checks his work order, and he says, antique linen or antique ivory? Antique ivory, that's what the color was. Because when Donna and I were here picking out the colors of the gutters, yes, you can pick the colors of your gutters, we probably delegated and held up the different color paint chips for 30 minutes or so, and what was on the work order was what was put on the house. So I can't fault the guy for putting the wrong thing unless either their paint chips are really bad or their processing is the way they process the gutters and make the colors or whatever they do to do these. I didn't see the process. Something is off somewhere. It doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look like what we thought it would look like. So I'm a little disappointed. I'll be curious to see what Donna's reaction is when she gets home. I don't know if it's enough to be picky about to make them do it all over again. But, you know, we did pay for something, and we did spend time picking out the color. So I'll have to rest on that one tonight. All right, tonight's topic is the TV series on, I think it was BBC America, but I picked it up on Netflix. Sherlock, the Benedict Cumberbatch, Martin, what's his name? Martin, how doggone it, plays Bilbo in the new, Martin Freeman, thank you, listener who was shouting in my ear. Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch do a wonderful job. They have three seasons. They're longer shows. I think they're about an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes each. Three seasons, three shows per season. So you're getting about 10 hours per season. No, an hour and a half. Yeah, you'd be getting about 4.5, maybe 5 hours of entertainment per season. And they're very well done. Very well done. I love the way they do this. Unfortunately, they're only coming out about once every other or every third year. So you get a little and it kind of keeps you hungry for more. And I heard that the next season was supposed to be 2016, but the latest report I had was 2017. So I hope they don't do themselves damage by making people wait so long that they could lose the audience. But I'm sure if the writing is good... Oh, I know what it is. It's, what's his name? Stephen Moffat from Doctor Who and whatnot. He does the writing, and he's got a lot of things to do that are keeping him busy. So apparently this isn't a primary project, but he's doing a good job with the Sherlock series. I give this a good solid 8. It's good. It's good. I'd go back and watch it again. Don't know if I'd buy it. I am eagerly awaiting for whenever it comes out again. And that's where I'll leave you. So tomorrow is hopefully, knock on wood, get everything done for Dragon Con, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Happy, happy. Bye.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time, so let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.